I think what attracted me to this research is the fact that these plants are rare plants. They grow in very rare and sometimes endangered ecosystems globally. So that means in the Mediterranean, in tropical forests. I've always wanted to work on ecology and natural resources, discovering new plants, discovering new hyperaccumulators has always been a big thrill to me. If you want to do this, you have to justify why you're doing this in today's world. You can't only claim I'm going to discover new biodiversity. People will like it, but nobody will fund you. So the application became the way to continue this wonderful scientific adventure. Today, we are still discovering new plants. We've discovered new methods to discover even more plants. And also, we're exploring new areas, especially now in Central America. But the applications of these plants to economically produce metals are also a big thrill. Let's say I got bitten by this application. It became serious. So it needed some agronomy, it needed some sciences, of course, I'm quite comfortable with. And so I also developed the application as well as I was developing the upstream field research. So I still like to combine both. So very fundamental biodiversity research and understanding the processes of metal hyperaccumulation. Why does it happen? What are the benefits for plants? What is the molecular mechanism behind it? So that is fascinating. But also domesticating these plants and make them a new crop and produce quantities of metals that are, let's say, cleaner than the typical metal produced is also very fascinating. Yeah, well, I will restrict it. Well, there are many, many sides of the agro-mining chain that we want to explore. At the cropping level is how to make a wild plant a domesticated crop. So that is quite a challenge. Also, a question that arises very soon in everybody's mind is, for how much time can you mine the nickel-rich soils? This is a real question we have. So we try year after year to see the effects of cropping hyperaccumulators, the metals in the soils, to see if they become exhausted or if we can continue year after year. For the moment, we haven't seen exhaustion. So it's something that might happen over long periods of time. Concerning the economy of performing agro-mining for nickel, I think it is very important to find the break-even point to see when is this crop profitable and what do we need to improve to make it profitable. So that is also something we are investigating in this project. The circularity of the economy of producing nickel through agro-mining is also a question. In the process, we need to identify what are the byproducts. Can we recycle the byproducts? Can they become raw materials for other processes? This is also a very important aspect of the project.